With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. officials still assessing the damage in Iran. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says Iran should take President Trump's words seriously.
Any retaliation by Iran against the United States of America will be met with force far greater than what was witnessed tonight. Signed, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Iran would be smart to heed those words.
And he says the U.S. military attack was not intended to launch a broader conflict.
This is most certainly not open-ended. It doesn't mean it limits our ability to respond. We will respond if necessary. The most powerful military in the world is postured and prepared to defend our people.
And Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the bombing mission lasted about 25 minutes.
All three Iranian nuclear infrastructure targets were struck between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's about 2:10 in the morning local time in Iran, with the Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise.
General Kane says that Iran's military was totally unprepared for Operation Midnight Hammer.
Iran's fighters did not fly, and it appears that Iran's surface-to-air missile systems did not see us. Throughout the mission, we retained the element of surprise.
Nasty heat wave enveloping much of the nation with triple-digit temperatures and very high humidities. Forecasters do say it's somewhat unusual for the muggy conditions in June when the really hot weather doesn't get here till July or August. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across America drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict the federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, many of abortions in America today are being carried out using pills. This is SRN News. Nutritionists say you probably don't need foods with added protein.
Everyone needs protein. It's vital for the growth, repair, and maintenance of your muscles, bones, and skin. But how much you need depends on your age, weight, and nutritional needs. Despite the increasing range of protein-enriched foods on the market, experts say if you're getting enough to eat, you're probably getting enough protein. Protein can be found in a wide variety of foods, including meat, dairy, and plant-based foods. Ron Taylor reporting.
Well, the price of oil has risen and U.S. stock futures fell as global markets react to the U.S. strike against the nuclear targets in Iran. Price of Brent crude oil, the international standard, rose 2.6% to $79 a barrel. Meanwhile, U.S. crude was also up 2.6% to $75.76. More details at srnnews.com.